The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, ambassador for water, bringing you water consciousness all around the world from the hills of the Berkshires, straight from the city of Pittsfield. The one and only. County capital, Berkshire County. It's like the mecca for all sorts of culture, and now we got some water culture.
Abundance of water.
Got a great interview today.
We'll get thirsty.
Stay tuned. We got a great interview with Judy Grinnell. She's going to be in studio discussing Hoosick River Revival. So really we're gonna go in on resuscitating a city by working on the water. Is that not outrageous? That's crazy wonderful. What an out of the box kind of thought is that? And we all thought gentrification only came from things like coffee houses and yoga studios. No, when you revitalize, maybe what it is the vita part of that, which is life, which is brought to you by water. Now back to our originally scheduled programming you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We've got some really great tunes coming your way. We're going to start with a little bit of Justin Timberlake, so stay tuned for that. A little Cry Me a River.
You were my sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you, no. So you took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down, no.
You don't have to say what they did.
Don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. When you call me on the phone, girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Your bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry.
Said. But it wasn't like you only talked to him and you know it.
Don't act like you don't know it.
And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should have picked honesty, then you may not have thought it.
Yeah.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know. Now there's just no chance.
You and me,
there'll never be.
And don't it make you sad about it?
Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone?
All alone.
Now you tell me you need me. When you call me the burn. Now it's your turn.
It's your turn
to cry.
So give me a rhythm. Go on and just
give me a rhythm.
Go on and just
give me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
give me a rhythm.
Is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving. The damage is done, so I guess I'll be leaving.
Don't have to say what you did.
Already know.
I already know.
I'm jumped up from him.
Now there's
just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
Don't it make you sad enough? Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
You can go on and just
tell me a rhythm. Tell me a rhythm.
Baby, go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Go on and just
tell me a rhythm.
Trigger, don't you say, don't you say,
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. That was River by Bishop Briggs from the Church of Scars album. And before that, we had Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, all River songs today, because we're going to have a conversation a little later on the Hoosick River and the revival of said river, and it's designing a new human and nature-centered flood protection that brings people back to access the Hoosick River in downtown North Adams, bringing people back to the water. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing you water consciousness straight from the Berkshires, water culture, deep water talk. We're bringing water outside the cup. We're keeping you wet. Super excited. Judy Grinnell is going to be with us from Hoosick River Revival in about 10 minutes, so stay tuned for that. Actually, no, 20 minutes. And then we got our playlist. I want to shout out for the And So It Flows playlist. It is the first and only all water song playlist on Spotify. Also, the official playlist of our water podcast, And So It Flows, which is the only show for H2O. Look for the And So It Flows podcast everywhere you find your podcasts. It really would be an honor to have you share it with all your water-loving friends all around the world, because we really get deep here, deep into the water. So we're going to have a little water news coming your way. So let's see what we got here. This is coming from... it's regarding mussels. And Mussel Flex keeps freshwater ecosystems healthy. Freshwater mussels breathe rivers clean. They are also sensitive to changes in the environment, which puts them at substantial risk. They and the habitat they require are disappearing at a disconcerting rate. Their presence in lakes and ponds are indicative of high water quality. Their absence tells a different story. The latter is the more familiar tale. Rhode Island's populations of mussels have been degraded by a long history of damming and pollution discharges into rivers. Lake populations have largely been eliminated by basin reconfigurations, pollution, and urban development, according to a 2006 study. Between 1980 and 2006, Christopher Rathel and Raymond Hartenstein inventoried freshwater mussel populations at 129 sites throughout Rhode Island. They have found 8 native mussel species, the eastern Elipito, the eastern floater, the triangular floater, the alewife floater, the eastern lamp mussel, the eastern pond mussel, the eastern pearl shell, and a squawfoot. The researchers also discovered that the state's populations of freshwater mussels are facing significant threats. They are rare or localized and should be considered high conservation priorities in Rhode Island. I guess because the way to clean up is to use nature to help itself. So take a look at mussels. This is news coming from Eco Rhode Island News, or ecori.org. Thanks a lot, EcoRI, for putting that out. It's really cool. You got to be able to flex your muscles and do that in a way that really provide clean water. We got a poem coming your way. Let's go see. This one is, I believe, by Joseph or Thomas Campbell. And a little bit about Thomas Campbell. He was born in Glasgow. He's a son of a merchant and was educated at Glasgow University. He lived during the years of 1777 and 1844. And this song, this poem is called The River of Life. The more we live, the more brief appear our life's succeeding stages. A day to childhood seems a year, a year's like passing ages. The Gladstone current of our youth, ere passions yet disorders, steals lingering like a river smooth along its grassy borders. But as the careworn cheek grows wan and sorrow's shafts fly thicker, ye stars that measure life to man, why seem your courses quicker? Then joys have lost their bloom and breath, and life itself is vapid. Why, as we reach the falls of death, feel we its tide more rapid? It may be strange, yet who would change time's course to slower speeding, when one by one our friends have gone and left our bosoms bleeding? Heaven gives our years of fading strength, indemnifying fleetness, and those of youth a seeming length proportioned to their sweetness. You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Next up is this really extraordinary tune by a local band, and the song is called Housatonic.
Sat down on the patio to have a smoke. I didn't expect it goes, but it goes. And I know, yeah, I know that it flows. I am a sinner, you are an adequate inner, moving down the river. Tell who we can do better still. Get home, you're alone. Grab your cell phone, call me up. We can Netflix and tell who we can do better still. 'Cause I know. Little did I
recall the sun in our faces, stuck and leaning on graces, and being strangers to change. Radio and the bones we found frozen, and all the thorns and the roses.
middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the river so deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams, in the middle of the night.
I go walking in the, in the middle of,
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your super waterman, your ambassador for all things H2O, coming straight from the mountains of the Berkshires all the way around the world, bringing you cultural water conversations, water consciousness, water songs, news, poetry, all those things that have you like gravitate on the most essential thing on this planet. And it ain't even a thing, according to some people. It's more like a manifestation of the ever almighty, however you see that. Women, men, all kinds, non, you know, like non-binary God, it could be any kind of God, any unified field, according to our scientist friend Uncle Al. It's water. And really excited, in a couple of minutes, we're going to have in studio Judith Grinnell. Judith is the director, on the board of directors, and the original founder of a group called Housatonic River Revival. And their game is about reclaiming the Hoosic River community, a community treasure in North Adams. And they're out to create a vision and a reality of a healthy, accessible, attractive, flood-controlled Hoosic River, energizing the city's recreation, culture, and economic vitality, bringing people back to the water. And it's regarding resilience, revitalization, reinvigoration, and restoration. And really, human-scaled flood planning, nature scaled flood planning. And that's really bringing beauty back to the Army Corps of Engineers and their methodologies of working with rivers, moving beyond strict cement and chain link fences, and moving beyond that to bring beauty into the engineering nature and human scale. So without further ado, I'm gonna actually just bring in my friend and yours, Judith Grinnell, former teacher, former sales executive, and really someone to be reckoned with when it comes to river and restoration.
And thanks for being here. You're here with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your super waterman, ambassador for water, and super excited to be with the founder of Hoosic River Revival, Judith Grinnell. Judy, nice to be with you, and thanks for joining us to have a conversation. So you want to just say hi to our water-loving listeners around the world?
Well, first, thank you for inviting me. And thank you for listening. The rivers in our country need a voice. And I would say that you and I are two of millions of people who finally realize We need to listen to our rivers.
Yeah, water. Water is important.
Yep.
It's more than just the stuff you drink or take a shower in. It's really the source of life, vitality. It's also could be dangerous, which is one of the reasons that we're here.
Right.
Because you've been working with Hoosick River Revival. You founded it under the terms of how can we combine aesthetically pleasing, beautiful spaces that bring people access to water and flood control.
Yes.
Which is also needed and wanted in areas that get flooded. So tell me a little bit about your story. Like what, how'd you get inspired to start Hoosick River Revival?
Well, I was on business in San Antonio, Texas. And the hotel where we were staying was within walking distance of what they call their walkway. And I was marveled by the businesses along the river, the people walking along the river, the green spaces for people to just relax along the river. And it was downtown. It was in the middle of downtown. And as some of your listeners may know, the Hoosick River is very long, 70 miles, but about 2 miles of it goes right through the downtown of North Adams. And frankly, with its three-sided concrete chutes, because it's enveloped practically in concrete, it really looks much more like a sewer.
Yeah, so it's got lots of it is fenced, some of it barbed wire.
Yes.
Not. Yeah, and it's meant to keep people away. Now, funny thing about the Hoosick River in North Adams, or the Hoosick River itself, it actually is kind of like the Nile, you were saying before we got on the air, is, and you could be Cleopatra. So tell me, what's about the Nile flows north?
Yes, it does flow north, and aren't we in good company?
Yeah, right, that's right.
So, I am nowhere near Cleopatra okay. in many ways. However,
So let's speak to a couple of things. Obviously they've been flooded.
Extreme, dangerous, harmful flooding since the 1800s.
Okay.
That's when the records that I have seen start.
And then the Army Corps of Engineers, they came in and they, over time, put a couple of miles worth of these chutes in, these concrete chutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Their answer was to contain the river. Both, we have two branches of it that converge at Massmoca, the museum downtown North Adams. And both of them have done damage to the city, but particularly the north branch coming in from southern Vermont. And their answer here in North Adams and in many cities across the country in the 40s and the 50s was to channelize the river by putting concrete walls on the side and then sometimes a concrete floor about 40 feet wide and sometimes just taking the natural floor bed of the river. That worked as well.
Yes, kind of. It has to look, for those of you obviously who can't show you pictures here, it kind of looks like the movie Terminator, where the chase scene took place with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the truck and I think it was the second Terminator where the guy was kind of a liquid metal, but it had that same, like, it's concrete floor, concrete wall, and fencing.
I believe that was filmed in the Los Angeles River.
Okay.
Which is working, just as we are, to modernize its flood control chutes so that Los Angeles, like little North Adams, will have a river that is attractive, that is healthy. Nothing can live in a river that is in concrete.
Uh-huh.
And a river that is safe, that people can say, okay, what are you going to do? And Los Angeles is working on that, and so are we.
Yeah, it's kind of like the walking and chewing gum at the same time. So you want the flood control. You want access
must
to
have it.
You know, you want to have the resilience in when there's more and more rain. You want to also have a little bit of the restoration of the ecosystem where we were talking before this interview. There's something about fish not coming down into the, you know, like there's no, Hoosick River is known for its fishing.
Yes.
And none of the fish come downtown.
They're very smart.
Yeah, well, maybe there are no Ubers. I don't know why, but still. But what I'm saying is really, why don't they come?
Why don't they come? Because if we can draw a picture for your listeners, it really does look like a concrete sewer without a top.
So the fish don't want to swim in that stuff.
Well, there's very little water. Most of the time, there's very little water. So the walls, though, are 10, depending on the need, 10 to 20 feet high. And, truth be told, when Irene hit, it was that 2011 or 13, the water was to the top. And it's been high, not so much at the top, on several other occasions recently, because the storms we're getting are really, really intense. So the walls are being tested. And sadly, the walls, which are put together in 20-foot panels, 5 of them have fallen.
Wow.
All 4 of them have been fixed. That is, more or less, put back the way they were. One is still down since 2013. But 8 walls next to all of these fallen walls are leaning. So there's water seeping behind and making that each of those adjacent walls weaker and weaker.
Kind of like the Titanic. If one fails, the next one will fail, and if you have all of them fail, that doesn't work. So a couple of questions I had for you. And for those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. I'm talking with Judy Grinnell. She is the founder of Hoosick River Revival, and they're looking to transform their riverscape in downtown North Adams to make it more accessible, make the communities more bonded, and also to create some ways for better economic development and have it be a destination spot for folks to come and look at the river.
First of all, to make it safe,
yeah.
Because we now have problems, so it needs to be fixed. And we're very grateful that actually we have been successful in asking through our Senator Markey and Warren and Congressman Neal, asking for Congress to help with this by funding the Corps of Engineers to do what's called a feasibility study. We're sharing in the cost of that, the City of North Adams and the federal government, and it is a 3 to 4 year study to be done by the Corps, which built this 70 years ago, to have them take a look at the issues that we're facing in safety and to consider the benefits we want in addition to a flood-controlled city.
Yeah. So you were mentioning LA working on something that might not be finished yet. Are there places in this country that have done similar work to allow for flood control and still have a beautiful riverfront?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The one I first mentioned, San Antonio, and not only have they created an accessible river, they have also had to do it with walls to keep the city safe.
Yeah, so they have walls and they still have an accessible river.
Yes, area. But it's a little bit different from ours in that they funnel water to this section and they can therefore drain it out. Ours will be a more natural river. They have, it's as if they created a cul-de-sac to create an ideal river downtown. And what's good news about that is it has proven that if you have a river that is attractive, businesses will come. People want to walk along it. They want to just sit by it. It's relaxing.
It's good for mental health.
Very good for mental health. It's good for physical health.
It's good for physical health, mental health.
Economic health.
Yeah.
Economic health.
There's a whole theory around blue spaces and bringing people to the water in a way that it's shown and proven where the data shows where people who have been, have access to a waterscape are able to just have better health throughout their lives.
Exactly. A different story, but also flood control, is Greenville, South Carolina. That river, its name is Reedy, I think, Reedy River,
mm-hmm.
Is much more like ours in that they have a combination of spaces where the river is prevented from getting out by berms or levees. The engineers call it a levee. It's like a hill, a big grassy mound. But they also have walls, and interestingly, they can, where they are in certain places, they have enough space so they can have the river flowing, and right next to the river they have a bike path.
Nice.
So it's a
multi-use area. It's like in Watertown, Massachusetts, it's on the Charles. It's not too wide, but you have access to a riverfront. You have fields for sports. You also have access to a bike path where to walk your dog, mm-hmm. and it becomes a great way to spend half an hour on your lunch break.
Absolutely.
And just chill that brain and get your mind back.
Yep.
And that's incredible. A couple of quick questions I had for you. You obviously have this vision. You have this vision.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people around you are similarly endowed with that vision, the people you've interacted with, the coalition that you've built. Have there been any pushback from local residents and or businesses? And what are they saying?
Okay. Yes, there has been. There are still people living in North Adams who remember the flood of 38. That was the one that prompted the city to contact the Corps. So their reaction to our even suggesting that maybe in some places we would take down the walls scares them. And they really do not want, it's work.
Yeah, water can be, water cannot be so a happy thought for lots of folks for different reasons. And flooding can be one of them. So what are some of the things that they're saying?
Well, in response to this, what we have done is show them pictures of places like Denver, Colorado, which I think about 3 years ago had a wicked, wicked rainstorm. And Denver, Colorado is a model for us because they do have walls and they have a bike path downtown within the flood chutes. That was an example of a very serious storm not damaging anybody. And they have, in addition to walls, farther downstream, they have berms. And those two held. So we can't do anything except say other engineering engineered systems have worked, and we show them pictures. There's also in Kansas City, Missouri, they have walls, but they also have sort of concrete designs within the floor of the river, so it's attractive.
Yeah, there's actually even the River Seine in Paris. You know, you're looking at flood control there, mm-hmm. as well as a beautiful place to be. So it's kind of human-centered flood control or life-centered flood control in a way that brings the goodness of having a waterway and also the safety of the actual flood control. And just to let people know, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. We're here at WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, bringing you water consciousness around the world from the hills of the Berkshires. And I'm talking to Judy Grinnell, and she's here as a founder of the Hoosick River Revival, looking to revive the Hoosick River and to show that that we can take our mill town and revive it by providing human-centered, nature-centered flood control that's safe for people and beautiful to access. So we've got a couple more minutes.
Well, so, could I give people a way to get in touch with us if they would like to?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, it's telephone number is 413-398-5288. Or you could go to our website.
Which is?
Hoosick, and that's H-O-O-S-I-C.
No K, just a C.
Right. No A.
No A.
So, Hoosick River Revival, R-E-V-I-V-A-L.
And can you do that one more time?
Sure.
Spell it.
Yeah. Hoosick River Revival, H-O-O-S-I-C, R-I-V-E-R, REVIVAL.org.
.org. Smash that donate button how to get involved.
And if you can't remember any of that, I think, we don't have a landline anymore. I was going to say, call me personally.
Yeah, but there's a contact page, and you know, the game I'm understanding, and you've been at this for a bit, is to provide access to safety, beauty, economic development, and community cohesion.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I see. So again, thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for being with And So It Flows, the only show for H2O. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be well.
I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. That was Judith. Thanks, Judith, for being with us today. Extraordinary woman, extraordinary project, Hoosick River Revival. Check them out. And let's see how we could transform post-industrial cities and river, river towns with mills and old rusty belt kind of spaces, and transform the rivers and transform the cities. Super excited to be with you today. We got a little bit of a water quote. May what I do flow from me like a river. No forcing and no holding back. The way it is with children. Rainer Marie Rilke. It touches on children and flow and honesty and integrity and moral courage. You're here with And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Tell all your friends about us. And if you really, really love independent water media meant to intentionally focus on H2O, then you want to go to WTBR-FM and smash that donate button and throw them a few greenbacks, and perhaps even do it on a lifetime membership scale or... You know, that's the way to do it. You got a local hero and his daughter Arlo and Sarah Lee Guthrie doing this next one, Sailing Down This Golden River.
Sun and water, world night givers.
You're listening to When So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you. We're going to at the tail end of the show today. We're just listening to Jimmy Cliff, Many Rivers to Cross, from the Best of 20th Century Masters album. And before that, we had Sailing Down the Golden River Live by Sarah Lee Guthrie and Arlo Guthrie, both incredible, incredible water lovers from Berkshire County. Thank you, Arlo. Thank you, Sarah, for what you do. We had before that Billy Joel, River of Dreams. And before that, Tree by the River by Iron and Wine. Why do we do what we do? It's exciting. It's like, you know, it's the passion, it's the participation, and it's the step-by-step, and it's the agua. Thanks again for tuning in. Stay tuned next week as we have an extraordinary show planned for you guys. Make sure you download that or subscribe to the podcast. Just look for And So It Flows, and you will know when you listen who we are and what we are up to. And a special shout out to our friends here at WTBR-FM by providing us the airwaves.
Lemon city water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See, in trouble. In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.